95.7 The Hog. Hey, it's a Morning Hog Happy Hour. We're already in the midst of a Morning Hog Brew Review with that dude right there, Josh S.R. Perot. That's right, baby. S.R. Perot, always supplying quality flavors. A lot of times some fun new stuff that might make you more fit, let's say.
Okay. Right?
And that's what we're in the middle of right now, some Island Active branded stuff. What are we getting into next?
So we did Island Coastal Lager.
Okay.
Island Active.
Yeah.
Started on the Island Active variety pack with lime.
Okay.
And now we're going to shoot for the watermelon.
Watermelon is
like, it's a little wild.
Sometimes watermelon and cantaloupe fight for my favorite fruit title. I don't want to get into it because it's very ugly. We have a lot of conversations at home, me and my mind. And watermelon usually wins. So I'm about to enjoy what I think is going to be the top beer of the day.
Watermelon. That's because watermelon's the only good melon out there.
Oh my God. Steve does not like the cantaloupe.
I'm a huge fan of melons.
He's super
mad at cantaloupe. This smells delicious. Wow.
And it smells good.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, we've had different watermelon flavors in beer. Ooh. This is unlike the others.
So that one's really interesting.
Yes.
Because the watermelon is...
kind of hangs out.
It's subtle, but then it hangs out.
And yeah,
it's clearly watermelon.
It lingers, yeah. It's not an attack.
No,
it's not
wild.
It's not the rind. It's not the meat. It's something in between.
Watermelon meat?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you're very passionate about this, aren't you?
When you eat fruit,
yep.
That's the meat.
All right.
Don't challenge him on a challenge.
He is very passionate.
You're a good guy. You're a good guy at picking your battles, just in general. With that one, that's a good choice because it'll get ugly. We'll be here all day. But not bad if you had more drinks, but you know, we got one more. But it is very subtle, and it's interesting that they do this because when you said 88 calories, that's nothing.
Right.
It's nothing.
I mean, it's great.
I'm gonna chug it.
A little bit of variety, especially, you know, I would call this a boat beer, beach beer, pool beer. I mean, they're great year-round, but, you know, it really would satisfy those moments.
Yeah, that's real good. Yeah, I can see this being a good problem when the weather gets warmer. You're sitting by your pool, you're on your boat, you're at wherever, you know, they have your little cans. That's real good. Okay.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Now, you save something for last for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Because there's only one left.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Just general something numbers.
Something
last. Yeah, fair. That's good.
So the last one is mango.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to put mango up front. You really
nah.
Don't.
So while I pour this, I'll kind of like tell you what's going on with this Xfinity race.
Okay.
With Kaz, he is driving the number 26 Toyota Supra GR, or GR Supra.
That's right.
But it is a fully wrapped car. So when you see it on there, you are going to see Island Brands. From a mile away.
It is a beautiful looking Xfinity ride, and Kaz.
It's awesome looking.
Kaz is, he won in the, I was there when he won in 2017 in the trucks. And he, so this guy knows not only how to win, but knows how to avoid the carnage, because in Daytona, you kind of get that sometimes, right?
Right.
You get a few crashes. And I think that Island car is going to look good when it comes out undented. I'm calling the victory right now.
Right, Kaz
Corella. That's number one. Done.
Sold.
Called it.
Perfect.
Sorry. You can pick your you can pick whoever you want. Cass is going to win. So the Island Active brand, great job of getting that branding position, because it's not easy to get your name on the car.
No, especially a fully wrapped car like that. Usually you might be able to sponsor a small patch or something like that, but to have a fully wrapped car, he's wearing the full suit, helmet, everything, Island Brands.
Is he doing like appearances and stuff? Do you know? Is he going to be running around?
So keep an eye on S.R. Perot's social media for an appearance.
Okay.
He should be around in town. However, we will have his car... hitting some different spots.
Nice.
So social media will let you know that as well. Right. I have some of these here if you want to hear.
Sure. Tell me some spots. I want to know.
So these are subject to change, obviously, this is where it's scheduled to be right now.
It's a week away, so we got time.
Exactly. So Thursday the 16th, the car will be at Total Wine. They'll be giving away some swag, doing some sampling inside the store.
I'm all over
About 1 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Saturday will be the 7-Eleven there on International Speedway Boulevard.
Right across on the Speedway.
The car will be there. They can't do any... actual beer sampling there just because of licensing.
Sure.
But there will be some giveaways and stuff like that. Friday, they're still trying to figure it out, but keep your eyes peeled again for social media. It'll most likely be at either the New Smyrna Walmart or Bevel Walmart.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, he's going to be at Winn-Dixie on Granada in Ormond.
Oh, really?
The car will be.
Car will be there, yeah.
And then Racing North Turn out there in Ponce and Lund.
Really?
Yep.
Well, they're getting the thing everywhere.
Yep. So, the beer will be available. The car will be there. There'll be some... models and stuff, giving away stuff.
This model.
Stop by for a great time.
But it was mango. Again, subtle, but right there. Yeah.
Yes.
They nailed it.
Fantastic.
That one. Way to go, Island. Damn. You never know what kind of beer science will happen.
Right.
Especially when you're doing the lower calorie, kind of pulling back on a little bit on stuff. It's all there.
Right. You could go too sweet or too powerful on that flavor, but this is nice and subtle. And again, like you said, the mango kind of hangs out for a second, so you know he's there.
I don't know if Kaz is in the brewing room or not, but I'm going to thank him. If I see him over the next week or whatever, I'm going to thank him personally for making this beer, right? And just if you buy some of these Island products, just say, thanks, Kaz, as you drink it. It'll help.
There you go.
Thanks, Kaz, wherever you are. Doesn't matter. All right, so all of this good Island crew can be found where?
Total Wine, ABC's, Local Independence, Winn-Dixie's, Publix, or... You know what the easiest place to
do? SRProd.com/beerfire. Yes, that's right.
The mall.
Well, until next week, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.